Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestro's Daf Lamed Zayin and the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi'i, in the middle of Aloch HaDalet. We're starting three lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Blazor Ymir HaSheves. We learn the Mishnah, the Sheves, which is translated as Dil. You do Maestro on the Zera, on the seeds, on the Yerek, on the vegetables, the Zirim, and the Perianths. So more now brings a Braisa that discusses the idea of this vegetable called Sheves, called Dil. Tani, Shevet Shezora Lezera, if it was planted for the purpose of seeds, Misaseret Zera, Ve'eino Misaseret Yerek, then you focus on the seeds, but not on the vegetable. It's meant for seeds, you do Maaser on the seeds. But Zora Lerek, but if it was meant for the vegetable, so Misaseret Zera Ve'yerek, Ve'eino Misaseret Zirim, then you do Maaser on the seeds and on the vegetable, but not on the Zirim, not on the perianths. Reb Chaim explains over here, that always the zera is the most chash of a thing. So if this plant is meant for zera, that's all it is. If it's meant for vegetable, vegetable is not as chash of a zera. So if you're giving chashivas, you're planting for the purpose of vegetable, so you have to do ma'aser on the vegetable, and kosher can do ma'aser on the seeds, on the zera. But not on the zirim. Because zirim is considered to be third in chashivas. If he's planting for the zirim, so then you have to do ma'aser on the zirim, because that's the main intention. And kol shekin on the vegetable and on the seeds, which are more chashuv, as the Gemara says now in this next sentence. Zera lezirim, if the plan was for the zirim, we said zera zera v'yerek bezirim, then you do ma'aser on all three. Because if you do in the perianths, kol shekin you do in the vegetables and on the seeds. So says the Gemara now, v'tanina, look at our Mishnah. How does the Mishnah end? In the chamis aser zera v'yerek, ela shechlaim v'garga bilvot. We want to say, the only thing that you do ma'aser on zera and yerek, on the seeds and the vegetable, is only these plants called Shechlaim V'Gagra, but not other plants. So Gemara is asking, L'chura, our Mishnah doesn't fit with the Braisa that we just mentioned. And as Reb Chaim, to say that the Braisa goes like Reb Elazar, the argues from Rabbanon, that the Gemara does not want to say. Says the Gemara, Kini Mesti, so you'll explain our Mishnah. Ein lecha dova shezora lezera misaser zera v'yerek ele Shechlaim V'Gagra b'lvot. If you planted it for seeds, as we mentioned before, then you do Maaser only in seeds and not a vegetable. There's two plants which are exception to this rule. And if you plant them for seeds, you still do ma'aser on the seeds and the vegetable, because the vegetable is more important in that case, and that's shechlaim v'gagar. And all of the plants, if you plant it for the purpose of seed, you do not do ma'aser on the yerek. But if you did plant it for the yerek, then you do ma'aser on the yerek. And that's our b'raisa, does fit the Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about when you plant it for the seeds, the b'raisa is talking about when you plant it for the vegetable. More continues and brings the Mishnah that Ramaliah says that the tamrois, which means the budding fruits of tilton chardol polalavon, chayavos v'maiser. Says the Gemara, man plagim, mashra, that's the sheet of Ramaliah. Rabbanon disagree. When they disagree, says the Gemara, b'shezora lezera, only when you plant it for the purpose of seeds. Avlim zora le'erek, but if you plant it for the vegetable, afrabonim moiti. So Rabbanon agree that you do take maiser. Not only from the vegetable, but also from the tamrois, also from the unripe fruits, from the budding fruits. The Tani Kent is the Mefirish writes it this way. Nagin bebitonim biyarku, and this place called Bidnayim. And they were noyig there regarding vegetables, beheter. So they didn't take maaser even when it was planted for the purpose of vegetable. And there the writer says, Divrei Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar holds that way. Lo yomel Divrei Reb Elazar, says the Gemara. Disagree. So this is a raya, the Rabbanu will agree that if you plant it for vegetable, you do ma'aser even on tomorrow. So says the B'chaim, really there's three machlekism over here, three shittas, three opinions. According to Rabbanu, you never take on ma'aser from the tomorrow, even if it was planted for vegetable. According to Rabbanu, if it was planted for vegetable, you take ma'aser for the tomorrow. And if not, you don't. And according to Rabbanu Gamliel, even if it was planted for the seeds, for the zera, you still take ma'aser from the veg. Says the Gemara. It says in the Braisa, Tani hapoil means beans, v'soyin barley, v'altilton, fenugreek, shezor in the yerek, if you plant it for the vegetable, boto daitoi. It's boto daitoi because nobody plants these plants for vegetable. Zorun the chayo v'yerek on potter. The only thing is chavin ma'aser is the zera, and not the vegetable, even though that was his intention. Says the Gemara from Zayin with base, on ma'avir mio oit hide abu. That's the sheet of Reb Elazar that we just mentioned, that he holds that it doesn't matter what you do with this, you're not chayv and ma'aser on the vegetables. But Rabbanu will disagree if he planted for the purpose of the vegetable. Continues the Gemara, quotes the Mishnah of Lazar Hatzalov, talk about the caper tree. Gemara Shmuel Omar Kafros Osur Mishum Klifin. We're mentioning the caper tree, so he's telling you, the caper tree has a peel around the fruits, and the peel is also chayav and orlo, like the fruits themselves. So the more Tani can, is Mephir Shabraiso, Vor Latem Orlo Soy is period. It says you have orlo, it says the loshon, that you will make orlo for the fruits. Tavashu Oyuril is period. Meaning, for all of them, you have orlo, or loss is period, whatever is oil the period, whatever is covering the fruit. Talking about the peel. So the more, no, but Rav disagreed. Rav Mavke Le'elin de Be Ravasi. Rav gave instructions to the people of the house of Ravasi. And Rav Amnuno Mavke Le'chavirayor. Amnuno gave instructions to the Chavirim, the word Huno, the Rav Chaim, of course, Rav Chaim's gears you take away. Tivoin Mavke Le'neshechun, go instruct your wives. Karinun Kafshin Ado Kafritso. When they go and they squeeze this caper fruit, the Abramirim Eilin Betiso. They should remove the fruit itself because of the problem of Orlo and just use the peel. So you see, the peel doesn't have a Yisro Orlo according to Rav. Omar Abo has Barrier of Zero. So if they're explaining why this peel doesn't have a bit of Orlo like peels of other fruits, Kola Klippin Gdeilus in Apri. All the fruits grow with a peel together. Is that Pri Milamalon or Klippin Milamaton? Meaning the fruit here grows, but the peel stays as it is, and then it becomes below the fruit because it doesn't grow and expand with the fruit. So therefore, it's not considered to be part of the fruit, and there's no oil over there. Ketuz the Gemara says, we learned that the caper tree has three parts. It has the kafros, which is the capers, and then you have the tamros, which is the budding fruits, and you have the avionis, which is the fully ripe fruits. Says the Gemara, kafros and tamros, min echodem. They're considered to be one, the caper and the unripe fruits. Maisa mi kafros al tamros, and tamros al kafros can do maisa for one of each other. Avaloi meim ala avyoinus, umin avyoinus aleim. But avyoinus, the fully ripe fruits, they're considered to be a different thing. Can't do maisa from them on the avyoinus, or from the avyoinus on them. Avyoinus, when you speak about avyoinus, nusim aleim chumru ilon v'chumru zayim. You treat it with the chumru of a tree, and the chumru of zoyim, here the Gemara is referring to zoyim, meaning a chumru of vegetable. And one hand you treat it like a tree, like a fruit, the other hand you treat it like a vegetable, and not a fruit. Well, the daim also for what thing, explains the Gemara. If the fruits grew in the second year, and meaning they reached the third of the growth in the second year, but they were finished and were picked up only in the third year, so the second year, which mice you have to do, except after you do mice rishon, mice sheni, mice sheni you have to take and eat Yerushalayim. In the third year, which mice you have to do, mice oni. Mice oni you have to give to the poor. So what are you going to do over here? Shumafish, you do a fresh mice sheni. Upoideyu, and you redeem it, because Maisa Sheni can be redeemed for money. V'noistalon, you give that to the poor, so that's why you have both. Maisa Sheni, and you have Maisa Oni, you go to Chumra in both. So the Gemara is explaining, the caper, the avyoinus, we're not sure if it's a tree or a vegetable. If it's a tree, it goes based on the third of its growth. If it's a vegetable, it goes based on the keto. So I go to Chumra of both. Continues the Gemara and says that Solof, the caper tree, B'chamoimim, Kilayim Bakerim, it's Kilayim in a vineyard. I'm going to use the gears of Rav Chaim and Kilayim Bezroim. It's Kilayim also in Zroim. Meaning because it's maybe a tree, maybe a vegetable. So therefore you can't plant it in a vineyard because maybe it's a vegetable. But you can't plant it with other seeds, with other vegetables because maybe it's a tree. Rav Chaim explains, they hold that this caper tree is a tree. It's a fruit tree. And a fruit tree is not Kilayim, not in the vineyard because it's a tree, and not with other vegetables. Continues the Gemara in the Flamin Chesam Udalev. Tani Rav Chanano Bar Popol. Et shu oyle megizoy min ilon, mishosha min yerek. We spoke about fruits and vegetables. So we know what the rule is. Anything that grows from a root, that stays, the root stays, the fruit grows from it, that is a fruit. That is considered to be a tree. But if it's mishosha, meaning what you're growing is growing from the roots. Every year a new root is growing, like wheat, like barley. That's called min yerek, that's called a vegetable. So if the gezeh, if the trunk stays, that's a tree. If the trunk does not stay and always renews, that's a vegetable. So as the Gemara Sivun, Hari Akuv, what about a cabbage? Oilu Megizoy. That does have the trunk that stays and it grows from this trunk every year, and it's still considered to be a vegetable. And so the Gemara Kamevada and Kamesofik. When you know that this is titled as a vegetable, it could be growing from a trunk of a tree. And if it's still a fruit, it can be growing from the ground. It's considered to be a fruit. If that's the mesorahs that we have, that this is a fruit, this is a vegetable, then you don't deny it. But if I don't know what it is, I'm trying to figure out what it is, it's a suffix. I don't know what it is. So then the rule is, anything that has a trunk that stays is a tree. Anything that the trunk itself grows new, that's the vegetable. And with this, we get to the end of the fourth perek, Hadroch Aloch HaKoyvish HaSholik, Hadroch Aloch HaKoyvish HaSholik. And with this, we conclude, Yerushalmi Maestro's Daf Lamed Zayin.